Head coach Bob McKillop is sitting down with us. It's time for today's post-game coaches show presented by Bearings. And first of all, coach, congratulations on this victory. A great home crowd on your side and quite a second half of basketball.
You know, it was the catalyst for it was outstanding defense. Everyone that participated in this game did a tremendous job in fulfilling their role. And, you know, we went into the locker room on Thursday afternoon after the loss to Richmond, and we laid it out to everybody, top to bottom of the roster, and we said, this is how many minutes you're going to play, this is the role you're going to play, and be ready to go. And I was just thrilled that, you know, the starters were sensational, but then you get Lee, and you get David Christensen, and Malcolm, and you get Bates, and you get Nelson coming off the bench and giving us that lift. Absolutely delighted with the roster and their performance tonight.
And looking at that second half, Coach, you talked about it this morning in the pregame, reinstilling some joy, just letting go. Did you see that in your players and the flow of the offense and what was happening?
You know, it's interesting. I didn't see it so much in the first half because they were making shots, and they make shots, and you can't be too joyful when people make shots against you. Second half, the defense really elevated. And when the defense elevated, as a result of the defense elevating, what happened was we got easy transition baskets. And the transition baskets gave us a great lift, and it brought the joy back to our guys. And you could see the way John and Kellen and Carter, the three catalysts, the three captains, they're the ones who spearheaded it.
Coach, we were talking at the half about that we needed to do something to respond to those high picks that Fordham was setting. That was seeming to give you trouble in the first half.
Well, they certainly did. You know, Anyi had, I think he was 6 for 7 in the first half, and he finished 8 for 11. Credit Will Regal, the scout for the game, and adjusting our ball screen defense, is adjusting it on the ball, off the ball. So Will Regal deserves tremendous credit for that.
Looking at Mike Jones, one of those starters, his threes were really critical there in that first half. I think he went on a stretch where he hit 3 of 4, finished with 15 points.
He certainly did, and I think he really did a great job defending and fighting for loose balls. So, you know, he did some of those things that, besides shooting, he helped us on the court.
And those threes, Coach, team-wide in that second half, really seemed to be contagious. You see one guy's shot go through, and you want to get involved.
You know, that's exactly the word we used on Thursday in our staff meeting, was that it's a contagious shot. And, you know, as it's contagious to generate makes, it's also a contagion to generate misses. And unfortunately, in our losses in a conference, you know, our backcourt was shooting 15-16% from three. And tonight, you know, we had a very, very good mark from the three-point line.
Coach, you already mentioned that you've gotten some great bench play today. But I particularly comment on Nelson Bochy-Edom. And sort of
Nelson is a guy that has to be used for certain circumstances and be active, get a hand on a ball, make the right read on defense, be in the right place at the right time. And it's really challenging for him because he's got such restrictions as to how he has to play. And he's really developed a sense and an IQ for that. And, you know, I credit all of our assistant coaches who have worked so feverishly with film and on the court, and they have really helped him become a guy that can contribute to us and make a big impact on us.
And Coach John, we talked about him as well. This last four-game stretch, it seems like he's really locked in, even noticing here where he sized up a three. He was aware of where the shot clock was. He's been delivering.
Yeah, and I loved his 9-1 assist turnover ratio. That was big. You know, we struggled in the first half with turnovers, and in the second half we really locked down and I thought really moved the ball very efficiently.
Coach, before I let you go, great crowd here. I know a lot of people related to your family and overall the Davidson family.
Well, a lot of family from the McKillop side, the Cunningham side, from the Davidson side, and a lot of family for me from the Holy Trinity High School, Long Island Lutheran High School, Hofstra University, South Ozone Park, Queens. So there's a We had a tremendous crowd.
It sounded like a home game there.
Yeah, it was great. It was really terrific.
Well, Coach, thank you for your time. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Bearings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Bearings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates Work and Live, and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit bearings.com.